It's the Edmerman Podcast. Sorry, just as I was about to hit record and turn on my microphone, there was some weird noise, like a foghorn or something. I suppose it was somebody down in the main road beeping their car horn or something like that. Anyway, it's the Edmerman Podcast. It's podcast number 259, and it's the first live podcast in a couple of weeks. And I did you out of a podcast last week. I just couldn't get my act together to do the upload and to do the linking bits for last week's podcast. So sorry about that. If you were missing the podcast, and I do apologise profusely, but let's do one tonight, and hopefully it'll be a good one as well. This is the Moon Landing with a Z and the Strangle of Anna. Moon Landings with a Z and the Strangle of Anna, featuring Slow Club's Rebecca Taylor on vocals, and I'm playing it from a French compilation album called April 2017, which you can stream if you go to pointefemere.bandcamp.com. Links as ever on the Edinburgh Man Podcast website, edinburghmanpodcast.com. It's from the upcoming album Interplanetary Class Classics. I don't seem to think you can download it anymore from that sampler album, so I think you're just going to have to wait for the album to come out before you can get it. Anyway, that's wonderful. Apologies last week for not doing a podcast. It's currently the Easter holidays, the school holidays, and it's all a little bit crazy around here, and I've Edmund Mann Jr. and I have been doing holiday type things. We went to the zoo yesterday, which was good fun. There was a weird sort of statue which looked like an elephant, but it was painted like a penguin. I don't know what that was about, but he seemed to enjoy that. We saw tigers and stuff and pandas, and yeah, that was fun. And then we went to the Gorgi City Farm as well. I don't know if you've ever been to Gorgi City Farm in Edinburgh. It's a lot smaller than the zoo, that's for sure. But we saw hairy sheep, so that's he found it very amusing. Five-year-olds find hairy sheep very amusing, and to be quite honest, hairy sheep are quite amusing. They weren't hairy sheep. Why am I saying hairy sheep? They were hairy pigs. Hairy pigs are much more amusing than hairy sheep, because most sheep are hairy, but these were pigs that were hairy, and the reason why I'm getting them confused is because they kind of look like sheep, but I don't know why I've gone down that rabbit hole of, or that pig hole of farm animals. I don't know what's going on here in my mind. Probably because I'm somewhat tired. That's another reason why. So last week, 2 weeks ago, when I did the podcast, it was a pre-recorded podcast, but because I had loads of work stuff on in the evenings, both last week and the week before that. So I knew I wasn't going to be able to do a live podcast, so I did, which you probably know if you listen to it. Maybe you skipped past it because you didn't like the idea. But I played two excerpts from a couple of great concerts that I found on archive.org. I think there was a Mogwai one, and what was the other one? An Elliott Smith one, which hopefully you went and downloaded the whole thing because they were wonderful. Last week I was going to do one, and I'd prepped it all. I had a bit of a concert by the Mountain Goats and a bit of one by, who was it, Kimya Dawson. And it was great, but I never got the time to record the little bits in between and then upload it. So what I've actually got is I've got the Mountain Goats one queued up right here, so I'm going to play some from it throughout the podcast tonight. I'm not going to play the whole like 20-minute set that I'd sort of extracted, or 20-minute portion that I extracted from the set. I'll play like maybe two or three songs. We'll see how I feel. If you want me to play more, then tweet at me and tell me to play more. Yeah, Edinburgh_man. If not, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. The other thing as well is I didn't really get much time to prepare today's podcast in terms of the music and stuff. I hope it's okay, because a lot of the stuff I'm playing I've only listened to once before. And when I did that once before on the podcast, and then halfway through I decided I didn't like a track that I was playing and stuff, and it was all rather embarrassing. So hopefully there'll be some good stuff tonight. And at least the next track I know I like, because it is wonderful. It's a new record that's out on Jerry Loves Records, Edinburgh-based record label. You can get it at music.jerrylovesrecords.com. The launch gig was last week, so we've already missed that, but because I wasn't doing a live podcast, I wasn't able to plug it, which I feel awful about. But at least you can go and buy the 7-inch vinyl, which is £5, and on digital it's £1.50. And there'll be links as ever at edinburghman.com. Just look up the information for podcast number 259. This is Chump, and at least we got a song out of it. Thank you. Oh my, that's wonderful. That's Chump, all capital letters if that's important. And at least we got a song out of it. It's on Jerry Loves Records. You can get it at music.jerrylovesrecords.com. I also made you a tiny URL while I was listening to that track. tinyurl.com/chumpsong, which might be easier to remember. Go there and buy it because it is fantastic. According to that, they've got 200, for a start, they've got 230 copies. Ships out in 2 days. That's good. That's good. Pretty swift shipping. 230 copies on vinyl, 7-inch, supported by, and there's only 12 people listed there as having bought that yet, and I know 4 of them, so you need to get your act together, everybody else, and buy that. tinyurl.com/chumpsong. That's where you can get that, the new single on Jerry Loves Records, and it is absolutely fantastic. Oh dear. Sorry, I'm kind of almost falling asleep here. I remember why I stopped doing these at 9 o'clock. I'm absolutely shattered. The other thing as well is I've managed to drag myself away. We've just finished Iron Fist this evening. Eventually got around. I quite enjoyed it. It was okay. It was okay. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was as mesmerising as Luke Cage was, but still, it passed the time. So that means we can start something else. I think the Get Down Season 2 starts on Friday, doesn't it? So that's rather exciting. Although I've also dragged myself away from playing Bioshock. Long-time listeners to the podcast will know that my day job involves making video games, and I've been playing them for a long time since they were, since they came on cassette, actually. That was when I started playing video games. I had an Xbox 360, and I had one of the early ones that's susceptible to just breaking randomly. And so I went out and got myself a second-hand newish one. I realised that I could get newer consoles, and I do have newer consoles, but I saw that there's a load of Xbox 360 games you can buy now for like £2. So I went and bought myself like about 30 games for not much money at all. Some of them are only 50p. Anyway, so I'm going through a backlog of 10-year-old games. I've already got a backlog of 20-year-old games, but I'm slowly working my way through them. So again, that's kind of what I've been doing with my spare time, which is really pathetic, isn't it? I should be making new podcasts, but I'm playing 10-year-old games on a 12-year-old games console. Is it 12 years old? It must be something like that. Anyway, that's beside the point, and I'll stop talking. But yeah, last week I was going to do a podcast that had excerpts from concepts by the Mountain Goats and Kimya Dawson, so I was going to thought I'd play a bit of one of those gigs now on the podcast. I was going to play Kimya Dawson, but I realised that Kimya Dawson is a little bit sort of Marmite-y, and I didn't want to turn you off by playing. And I realise the Mountain Goats are as well, to a certain extent, but what the hell. I'm going to play a few tracks from the Mountain Goats. The album, the gig I'm going to play it from is Live at the Village Tavern in 2004, and one of the reasons why I chose this one is, A, it sounds great, but it was also just after, I think, the album Tallahassee came out, so a lot of the playlist is tracks from Tallahassee, which is just a fantastically wonderful album. So I'm going to play, like 2 or 3 tracks from there. If you're listening live and you want me to stop, tweet at me and say, stop playing the Mountain Goats. We're not interested. And if you want me to play more, then tweet at me and say, carry on playing the Mountain Goats. But anyway, the first track is Southwood Plantation Road by the Mountain Goats. And it's wonderful.
Hi, we're the Mountain Goats. It's the end of the tour. We're tired. We ain't got a set list. This is called Southwood Plantation Road. 2, 3. Brown Thanks so much. This is on the newest album. It's about all your friends who borrow money from you and they say they're going to use it to fix the car, but what they're actually going to do is use it to buy speed. God bless them. Love them while you have them. They'll all be dead by the time they're 24. It's called Linda Blair Was Born Innocent.
Listen to the whole rest of that gig, but I'm not going to play that for you. You can listen to it yourself if you go to tinyurl.com/goats2004. That was one I made up for you earlier. It's on archive.org. The whole gig's there. It's from 2004, 19th of October, live at the Village Tavern in Mount Pleasant. And there's great tracks on there, as well as you heard Southwood Plantation Road and then Linda Blair Was Born Innocent. It's got Tallahassee on there, it's got The Loud, it's got Your Belgium Things, Letter from Belgium, Lion's Teeth, Going to Georgia, See America White, See America Right, the best ever death metal band out of Denton. Sorry, I'm readjusting myself on my squeaky old leather seat here. And yeah, it's fantastic. You can download the whole thing for free in lossless format, and you should definitely do that now. And that was what I was going to play last week. I was going to play like the first six tracks from that or something on the podcast last week, along with an excerpt from a Kimya Dawson gig. I'll maybe save a couple of those Kimya Dawson tracks for next time. Yeah, it's wonderful. You should go and listen to that. And if you haven't heard The Mountain Goats before, you crazy person, you should definitely listen to every single thing they've done, because it's mostly all great. From Glasgow, this is Pelts and The Severed Sea.
Singing to myself a sorry song of consolation, a liar's lament. Then came a signal flashing red, and there was one in 15,000 from the bubble again. I damaged myself, my heart and my health, and this ray can only mean trouble. There's a fracture in my mind. Feel him cracking down the middle. Still intact enough to run. To hear the beauty through the noise. Keep my ear above the waves. I'm only sinking till I'm sunk. I damage myself. Light out of my hell. This way can only mean trouble. And I can't believe how careless you can be. I'm sitting down here and I'm singing. I'm singing.
P-E-L-T-S on Iffy Folk Records. I think that's from memory. And the Severed Sea from a double A-side, the Severed Sea and Black Feathers, which you can get if you go to peltsband.bandcamp.com. That came out in February, so I'm a couple of months behind. Apologies for that. Last night, I tweeted on the Twitter and I threatened I was going to do an hour-long podcast. That ain't going to happen. There's absolutely no way I'm going to survive for an hour of recording the podcast. So it's just going to be a regular length, half hour podcast, which means there's only one more track to go. Thank you very much for listening, and apologies profusely for not doing a podcast last week. Have you been listening to Shit Town? That's a great podcast if you haven't been listening to it. Oh, S-Town, sorry. I've got one more episode to go on that, and I'm kind of putting it off because I kind of half want to know what happens, but the other half of me doesn't really want to know what happens because it's an emotional roller coaster, but it is fantastic if you haven't listen to it. I recommend that. And there was another podcast I've been listening to a lot recently, but I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. That's pathetic. I was going to recommend you two podcasts, and I can't remember what the second one was. Never mind, I shall remember for next week. Thank you very much for listening. Like I say, go and look up the information at edinburghman.com. Look up the information for podcast number 259, which I believe that's what this one is. I've got one more track to go from Brooklyn in New York. This is The Plains. They've got a new album out. I'm almost certainly going to play more than one track from it. Not tonight, but over the coming weeks and months. This came out a couple of days ago. The album is called Wax Diamond. I'm going to play the first track from it. This is Redshift. See you next time.